some of the stars through the airwaves and on the big screen. Coming to you live from Hollywood, it's Rated G Radio with your host, Garrett Miller.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Rated G Radio. I'm your host, Garrett Miller, and today we've got America's Top 50 Psychic, Rebecca Fisk. She is going to be joining the show in just a couple of moments, and I'm excited to have her here. And if you'd like to call in and ask Rebecca a question about your love life, job, money, travel, whatever it is, call in today at 323-657-1493. We'll be live for the next hour or until we run out of callers, whichever comes first. There you go. Real quick programming note. Yesterday we had Robin Raven on the show. She's an author who's been on the program before, but yesterday she was on talking about her new children's illustrated book called Santa's First Vegan Christmas. And given the current state of things that are popping up in the news these days, there's a cross-cultural message in her book as well. I hope you go check that out. Again, it's Robin Raven, Santa's First Vegan Christmas. It's available now on Amazon. You can go and get it in a hard copy, I think for $14, or of course you can download it on Kindle as well. On tomorrow's Rated LGBT Radio, Rob Watson's going to be talking to somebody I know because I've programmed the show already. So tune in for that live at 7 p.m. Pacific time. And on the Friday dance party this week, we've got Christine Sade. I'm sure I'm saying that wrong. It's S-A-A-D-E. I have to talk to her publicist and figure out how we're saying her name. But she's going to be on an hour two, which starts at 8 a.m., which means bright and early at 7 a.m. Pacific time, I'm going to be taking your request for hour number one. And hour two, Christine's going to join us. She is a dance artist, you know, for singing. So I am told that we will love her music, and that will be fun to have her on in hour number two. So let's get to the show. We got a bunch of people that have called in, and we got some people in the chat room. And so if you want to ask a question, ask away. And Rebecca, welcome back to the show. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Garrett. Thanks so much for having me today.
Yay, and it's sunny.
Yay. Yeah, it's, you know, it's a beautiful day. We're actually getting some fall weather down here. It makes me very happy.
There we go, right on. Well, what's going on that's exciting in your world today?
Wow, well, let's see. I just got back from the Bay Area. Some of you may know that I have an office in Northern California and an office in Southern California. And so I was just up in Northern California, in a little town called San Carlos. It's about halfway between San Francisco and San Jose, and I have a beautiful office in a 5-star spa, just absolutely amazing. And so I saw clients all day Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So I love those trips. I get to see some of my friends. I get to see a lot of my clients, and then I come home, and then I have to sleep for a day or so. But it's awesome. And so I feel like I have the best of both worlds. I get to go to this nice, beautiful place with cooler weather and see friends. And then I get to come back to my beautiful place in Long Beach and hang out by the beach and see my family and other friends. So I'm, you know, it's awesome. Doing something really unusual for Thanksgiving this year. We're going to take the kids and take the train to Flagstaff and then go do the Polar Express train. So that should be really fun.
A different
agenda. Yeah, I mean, I've wanted to do this for a very long time. Take my son on a train adventure like this. So, my friend and her daughter and my son and I are all going to go do that, and so I'm very excited.
Right on.
Yeah. So, just you open the door with the question about what's going on. So there's some other really awesome things going on. I will be back up in the Bay Area the second weekend of December if you are in that area and you miss me and would like to schedule a private session. I am seeing clients in my office in Seal Beach right now. I'm getting kind of booked up. So if you'd like to come into the office, you can. I have a little more availability with my phone readings. So if you want to do that, I've got some availability. I'm still running some specials right now. And I've got another book in the works. So actually, I'm working on three now, Garrett.
Holy cow.
Yeah, I know. It's like, wow. But it's awesome. And it's like, well, if I get if I feel moved to do it, I know that I'm supposed to. So I just jump right in and do that. So lots of really cool stuff. I'm keeping busy. And, you know, just keeping my son happy, and you know, I've got a very blessed life.
There we go. I love it. Well, do you want to start like we usually do? For anybody who's new to the program, Rebecca usually does like this, you know, breathing exercise, a little meditation before we get started. Should we, you know, do the usual routine?
I would say yes. And, you know, specifically because there's a lot of people feeling stressed right now. I'm not going to go into too much detail about it unless people ask, but, you know, obviously we've got quite a lot of, rephrase that. We've got a really big range of emotions happening in our country right now because of the election results. And we've got a lot of people in fear. We've got a lot of people happy. We've got this whole gamut of emotions. And so everybody's kind of feeling a bit off, whether you're happy or you're not happy. Our energies are kind of being hit with these waves. And so everybody's kind of feeling a bit out of sorts, regardless of their feelings about the election. And I want to explain about that for just a moment before we do the meditation, and then I'll get right to the calls. So if you imagine that you are in a lake and there's no boats, you're just kind of swimming, and every time you move your arms or your legs, there's a ripple in the water around you. But it's just a little ripple because you're a person in a big lake, and maybe it's one of the larger lakes where you can't even see, you know, the edges of the lake. It's just this huge expanse of lake. So you make a little ripple, or maybe your friend's at the shore throwing rocks, and you can see like a little teeny tiny ripple effect that goes out from the rock that gets thrown, but you can't even feel it. You can see it, but you can't feel it, okay? So then imagine that you've swum a little farther out into the lake, and a boat goes by, and they go by at a low rate of speed. So you feel the ripples. You kind of feel a little lapping of the ripples in the wave as the waves expand out. And then a few minutes later, somebody goes by, maybe a little farther away from you, but at a higher rate of speed. And there's a big wake. And so now it almost feels like you're in the ocean and you're getting the effect of this, you know, what feels like a wave. This ripple is so big. It's bouncing you around a little bit. Okay. So if we use the lake and we think of that as the conscious field, there's this energy field that's around all of us all the time. It's the collective conscious. It's where all of the energy from all that is exists. And we are all connected to this. We all live in it, whether we realize it or not. We live in this collective conscious field of energy. So when something significant happens, we have this ripple effect, like this boat that went by at a high rate of speed. So we are all being tossed around a bit with these energy waves, okay? I would imagine that people on the other side of the world are feeling it. In fact, you can even look at some of the things that happen on the physical plane as potentially part of this conscious field of energy. So we are all feeling some of this because we all live in the same bubble together, if you will. So I've had a lot of clients call and saying, I feel like I'm having an earthquake in my body, or I feel like I'm going to fall down. I stand up and I'm wobbly and I don't have my balance. And these are people who are perfectly healthy. There's no vertigo issues. There are no other contributing factors. They just feel out of sorts. So it's really important right now to take the time, a few minutes every day, to get grounded. If you can do more than that, if you can kind of check in with yourself every once in a while during the day, that would be really helpful. If you can walk barefoot on the grass, it's very, very grounding. If you can take a bath, if you can get into the water, if you can be at the ocean, do something that's very grounded and puts us back in touch with Mother Earth. It's very healing for us. Nature nurtures, okay? So it gives us an opportunity to feel grounded without even having to do anything. If you just take off your shoes and stand in the grass for a minute and just relax your body, that will naturally ground you, okay? So for the moments that you're sitting at your desk at work or you're doing something else and you can't get to a place where you could get grounded with Mother Earth, it's really good to do a short visualization or a short meditation. And so I know those of you who've listened in before, you kind of know the routine here. For those of you who haven't listened in, I teach a very, very quick three-breath meditation. You can make it take a couple of minutes, or it can take a minute or less, depending on where you are, what you're doing, but if you need grounding, okay? So the simple meditation we're going to do is three breaths, The first breath is the golden light of compassion and unconditional love. The second breath is the white light of Christ consciousness and protection. And the third breath is the pink light of rose quartz. This is love for yourself and others. Okay? And so as we breathe in, we're going to imagine this light coming down like a shower above our heads. It comes down on the top of the head, goes down our back, all the way along our body, down to our feet, under our feet, back up across our feet, and up the front of our bodies. And then basically we imagine that it spreads out and it forms this beautiful cocoon of light. Okay, so that you're completely enveloped in this golden, the first one's the golden light, and then the second one you're completely enveloped in this white light, and the third one you're completely enveloped in this rose pink color, okay? And you can do this wherever you are, okay? So we're going to go ahead and start. I want you to sit up straight if you can with your feet flat on the floor. Lotus position is fine if you do that. Honestly, I rarely do lotus position. I do prefer moving meditation, but I can do this one whenever I need to, and that's why I created it, because I knew that I needed something very quick, concise, and efficient, okay? All right, so we're sitting up straight, our feet flat on the floor. Remember, this first breath is the golden light of compassion and unconditional love, okay? So we're going to take our first breath, imagine it showering down on top of your head and down and around and encapsulating your body. So here we go with the first breath. Breathe in. And hold it for a moment, imagining that beautiful golden light running down your back, down your legs, under your feet, up your legs, up your torso, forming this beautiful cocoon. And exhale. Breathe in again. This time it's the white light of Christ consciousness and protection. Breathe in. And hold it for a moment. Beautiful white light forming a cocoon, a bubble around you. And exhale, releasing any tension, any resistance, any negative feelings. And now we'll breathe in our third breath, the pink light of rose quartz that's the love for yourself and others. Breathe in. And hold it for a moment. Beautiful bubble of white light completely encapsulating you. And exhale. Releasing any remaining tension. Okay, and breathe normally. We're going to shake it out. So shake out your arms and legs a little. Okay. And then make sure your feet are flat on the floor again. What this does is we go into this deep place of relaxation. And if you try to do your work, if you're sitting at your desk and you're doing this and try to go back to work, you're probably going to feel a little more like taking a nap than being productive. So we shake it out to kind of wake everything back up to remember that we're present right here. The meditation, interestingly enough, when you bring yourself back into the body after the meditation, you will probably find that your work will be more focused. So just a little note there, a little side note. Okay, Garrett, ooh. I'm ready for some callers.
Okay, let's get started. Our first caller today is Tabitha. She's calling about employment or a job. Tabitha, welcome to the show. You're live with Rebecca.
Thank you. Hello, Rebecca.
Hi, Tabitha. Okay, so let's see here. So wherever it is you, I don't know if you're unemployed right now or if you're working right now, but wherever you is, there's a block wall. So it's as if you can't go any further than what your current situation is. You have to make a change. And so I want to say to you that what comes up right away is that you've kind of known this for a while. I know that you've been weighing options, but that you've kind of been thinking, well, maybe tomorrow I kind of do a little bit more on this. And so now you're at the point where it's time for everything to move. And literally the energy behind this is that you're behind the wall that's been blocking you and the dam is about to break. So that means that you are coming back into the flow now. I actually get that some of this is because there was a need outside of your personal self that required your attention. I don't know if it was caring for someone else or, but there's something that I get that you've been doing that's been of service that was the original intention behind your change in your career situation, and that this has basically come to completion, and now it's time to move forward in a way that's just for you. So you've spent a lot of time. I want to say this is the last 2 to 3 years that you've been basically working on behalf of others, and now it's time for you to come back and really figure out what you want for yourself. Now, I do get that you're somebody who's very decisive, that you're meticulous, you're focused, you're very detail-oriented, you're very efficient at the kind of work that you do. I just question right now this feeling that you have of how come things aren't moving and am I getting the help that I need? And so I want to say to that, you are being led where you're supposed to be. If there's a little bit of a lull right now, it's more about you kind of regrouping, because I get that whatever this other thing has been that you've been working on, this kind of sidetracked thing, I get that this has been a very emotionally draining situation. And you did it willingly and with love in your heart, but that it's kind of like before you get right back into going full bore, take a little time to rest if you can. And when you feel like you're really energized, then you can move forward with all of this. I'm hearing that this is something that's happening within 2 weeks. So I keep hearing that very, very clearly, that this is there's something shifting for you very quickly now. Let's see here. And also the things that have been blocking you, because I also get that there's been some individuals involved in this. It doesn't matter. You just have to let it all go. There is, you know, the will of God will never lead you where the grace of God cannot keep you. And my God will not be frustrated. And what that means is, it means that if it's God's will, there is no one on earth that can block it. That this energy and intention that for the highest good, when you show up to God in service that way, there is nothing another person can do to take you away from that path when your commitment is steadfastly to be of service to God. And I believe that yours is. I believe that you have very great clarity about that, that you have a role on the planet and that you're supposed to live in joy. You get that already. So this is going to be fairly quick. It's like once things open, it's like I said, the dam is broken, the floodgates open, and you are going to be propelled forward as if you are whitewater rafting on that water that's coming out of that dam. So I be ready. like I said, if you can rest a little bit right now or at least kind of have things in order and be really tuning in to take care of yourself and nurturing yourself, this is a good time to do that and to really get some kind of order in place for you on a routine about self-care, because you're going to be very, very busy. You'll love it, but you're going to be very busy.
Okay.
There you go, Tabitha.
That sounds good.
Thanks for your call. Have a great day today.
Okay,
thank you.
Thanks, Tabitha, for calling in.
We're going to go to Brittany next, and then I've got a couple of folks in the Blog Talk chat room that are asking questions. And so, Dove, I think your name is Gwen or Gwendolyn, but just confirm that for me in the chat room, because we're going to bring you on your question just a little bit here. But we're going to Brittany next, who's calling about love.
Hi,
Brittany,
how are y'all?
Hi.
Hi.
Okay, how can I help you today?
Whatever your gift leads you at, you can just tell me. I just want to know what you're picking up and what do you see.
Okay, well, my first impression is that there's somebody that you pretty much adore. I get the impression that there is, let's see here. I get that you like this person, but I'm not sure that this person's responding to you. So I'm not sure if they don't know that you care about them. I'm not sure if they're just not available, but I definitely get that there's somebody that you care about. I want to say it's a significant crush, at least. What's his first name?
His name is Lewis. We just met. He's like in the National Guard. He responds back whenever he can or whatever, but I'm not taking it too personal because I don't go by words. I go by action.
Right. And he's a good guy, but it's just like right now there's this, it's just the timing of this isn't right because he's too busy. Who is the J name? Who's Jim or Jerry or somebody with a J name? It could be their last name as well, but who's the J name? I feel like this may be a past relationship, that this may be somebody that you really cared about in the past. Yeah.
Oh, his name was Steven.
Steven. Okay, so maybe it's a middle or last name. So, because my impression is that there's energy that's still attached to somebody else, that there's that you're open, you're kind of open to Lewis. Let me go in a little bit further here. Okay, so the thing is, first of all, you know, you're very kind and you're very giving. And I think sometimes, you know, my impression is that sometimes you get into situations where you somehow feel like it's your fault that the relationship ends, that somehow you did something wrong, and you didn't. You're very kind and loving. My impression is more that you don't necessarily own the space to make them work harder for you. I'd like to see you allow men to work harder for you.
Okay.
It's because you're incredibly sweet and loving and kind and open and available, and that's wonderful. If you want to be in a friendship or if you want to be in a relationship where it's not serious and not long-term, if you want a relationship that's serious and more long-term, you have to let the person pursue you. You have to let him make some effort. And the reason is, it's, you know, if you're doing everything in the relationship while you're courting, that's going to be the tone for the relationship. So later, if your cup gets empty, you've set it up so that he doesn't have to refill it. So you want to come into a relationship allowing yourself to receive. Let yourself go, you know, if you're not in a rush and you can be patient, which is very important, let him do the work. Okay.
Oh, that's what I'm doing now because from the past I felt like, you know, this person has not appreciated me and I've given my all. So it's like I'm moving forward and every time I do get readings, he normally, you know, pops up and, you know, people tell me like, yeah, he wants to come back, but that's not my concern. I'm moving forward. I really don't care.
But I do want you to resolve. I'd like to see you resolve the issues of feeling like you have to give more. Because even though you're behaving differently energetically, I feel like there's still some stuck energy there. So one of the things that I want to suggest to you is that you do some affirmations. Okay, so affirmations are like self-talk. And what I'd like you to work on is I am enough. I am worthy. I am lovable.
Okay.
Okay, so what you do with these affirmations is you write them, handwrite them in first, second, and third person. I am worthy. Brittany is worthy. She is worthy. Okay, if you can do this for like 20 minutes a day, that's a really good start because part of you are feeling like you have to give so much, but you're telling your head to do something different. But who you are is somebody who feels like they have to give more. And that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. But in order to get what you want in a relationship, it creates a situation where you're not demanding. And I know that sounds like a harsh word, but you're not demanding that the other person contribute what they need to be contributing. Let the man work for you. They need to do that. They like the chase. This is the Mars-Venus stuff. Men are from Mars, women are from Venus. It's kind of outlined there. There are physiological differences in men and women and how we grow to love somebody, okay? So really work on those affirmations so that even if the relationship starts to get more serious, you don't go, okay, I'm going to start doing everything for him.
Oh, no, I don't see myself doing that, though.
Okay, well, that's good.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. Well, so go ahead and work on those affirmations, and then let me know how things are going. Lewis is a good guy. It is going to be slow. He's very, very busy. Take it one day at a time. I don't know if he's your forever partner, but he's a good place to start And he's a good person. He's a good person and he's kind. So that's a good place for you to be right now. Okay?
All right.
Thank you, Brittany.
Thanks for the call, Brittany. Lots of blessings.
Have a great day. And we're going to jump to, well, actually, it's going to be Gwen, but Gwen was in the chat room, but she said, you know, here's my area code because she, okay, anyhow, long story. We're taking Gwen's call. Gwen also called in. So, Gwen, you are now live with Rebecca. Welcome to the show. She might need a moment. Okay, we're going to skip her for just a second. We're going to go to Kate, who's calling about travel. Kate, you're live with Rebecca. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Rebecca. This is Kate.
Hi, Kate. Hi, Kate. How can I help you today?
Rebecca, I am feeling more grounded and more peaceful about all the events that are taking place in the world and in my life. I'm wondering how I can be most effective and focused in the coming 3 to 4 months.
Okay. Wow, that's a great question. All right, let me ask. You know, the main thing right now is holding the space for others, because there are people around you who are going through a tough time or who are just feeling completely unsettled. And because you are so grounded, you provide quite a nurturing comfort for people. And so that's, you know, that's a really great way to start. I think they come to you naturally anyway. I think if somebody has a problem to solve or they need help, they already come to you. you just might see more people having meltdowns right now. The other thing that I want to suggest to you is trust your intuition, because sometimes you get that little voice that has you thinking about somebody and you don't necessarily call them right away. And then when you do call them, you find out that they were thinking about you or there was something going on. So start really listening to that inner voice and start acting on it all the time. Okay, that the only difference between me and the average person is that I listen to the voice every single time I hear it. So if I have that little voice when I'm starting to pull away from the house that says, you know what, you need to go back in and get that little piece of paper, I will stop the car and go in and get that little piece of paper. And I am not kidding. Every single time that happens, I will run into the person who needs the phone number on that little piece of paper. It's like that. So listen to that voice every single time you get that little voice saying, oops, house. So-and-so, I better call that person. Pick up the phone and call them, okay? So, you know, right now you're being somebody, your role energetically is to help people get grounded and to help them feel like they're okay and to just be a good shoulder. Let's see here.
Rebecca, I had a strong hit that first reading was intended for me too.
Okay.
Everything you said was resonating. Can you look into that for me?
I mean, I will say that, you know, continuing basically both of your questions, if you will. The thing is that you're very peaceful with where you are. You're very grounded. You're disconnected, if you will, from the chaos around you. And it doesn't mean you're not aware of it. What I mean by saying you're disconnected from it is that you're not allowing it to rule your life. And so you're in a place right now where you can make choices about how you want to move forward. It is your choice about when you want to step back into that flow. So I feel like there's been a little bit of a reprieve. It may continue for just a little bit longer, but that you will start being in a flow where you are very, very busy again as well. So I would say yes. You know who you are. You're very grounded. You're very connected. You know, just trust yourself. You've got everything that you need right within you. You're getting the messages you need.
Coincidentally, the Course in Miracles message today is spot on with what you said about the will of God.
Oh, well, thank you, Course in Miracles. Thank you, God. And thank you for telling me that, Kate. I appreciate that very much.
Thank you, Rebecca.
Thank you, Kate. Have
a
great day today. We're going to try to go back to Gwen. We were on mute. Gwen, I know that. I know everything. We're going to try to get your call back here live, Gwen. Are you there now, finally? Hello? Hello, Gwen?
I'm here. Do you hear me?
There we go.
Yay!
Okay, there you go.
I knew I was somewhere. I wasn't sure where.
You know, I think that happens to a lot of us a lot of the time. How can I help you today, Gwen?
I just want to say something. I love Garrett, okay?
Oh, I love Garrett too. Trust me.
Bless you, my child. Bless you.
I think everybody loves Garrett. I think everybody loves Garrett.
Yes, yes. He's amazing. He truly is. He
yes,
puts
he
up
is.
With me too. So. He's got to be fabulous.
He is one of the most amazing people that I know. So,
yes. Yes.
And that
with
is
you.
God's honest truth. Yep. Okay,
yes.
So we love Garrett, and that's been determined here. But now we get to have your time. So what's
now it's
your
all
question
about
today?
Me.
Now
that
it's all about
you. Me.
How can I help you today?
My question is in regards to Garrett Pacey, the Shmuel. Someone that I am interested in, but I think that he's playing games, and I'm just not about playing games.
Okay, so I kind of, some of that I understood and some of that I didn't. So somebody's playing games and what? I'm sorry?
Yes, I believe that he's playing games. I want to give him the benefit of the doubt.
Okay, and
before I just totally iced him out.
Okay, I'm sorry, what's this?
Alan.
Alan, okay. So Alan has his own agenda. And so basically, it's, basically you are somehow blocking his agenda right now. And you're questioning, and he doesn't, there's no, it's not that you're not valuable, but you're expendable.
Oh.
He's on a mission. Whatever it is that his mission is, he has laser focus on whatever this mission is. And if you question or you get in the way at all, he's going to push you to the side. And that's pretty much what's happened. Only I have to say, you know, you're very strong energetically. And it's as if you stepped in front of him to say, hey, what's going on? And he's pushing you aside. And it kind of derailed him for a minute because he didn't expect it. You're questioning him. And so it kind of slowed him down a little bit, but he wants to continue on whatever this. So there is little consciousness or awareness right now about how he's affecting others. He just figures I've got my mission and my goal, and I'm not going to let anything get in my way. And there are people who do that, and they do it in a flow with consciousness, and there are people who do it without that connection, and he does not have that connection.
I don't understand. How did I get in his way? I just want a little more clarity on that.
I mean, literally, I see this energetically. This is my literal visualization that comes up. And the literal visualization is he's walking full bore, and you kind of are kind of standing to the side, and you're asking him something, and then you kind of stand in front of him to ask him the question, like, hey, I need you to look in my eyes. And then he just looks at you and then kind of pushes you aside and keeps going. So right now, energetically, you are still standing in front of him. He has not pushed you completely out of the way. But he is on he's got his own agenda right now. And unless he changes his course or changes his mind, things are, you know, he has a choice right now with where you are. The current trajectory that he has is that he's pushing you out of the way. If he changes his mind, that may change. But right now he's got a goal, and you're blocking him energetically. It's really interesting.
Wow.
He has a way of being able to block out anything that he might construe as less than the most stellar way to get where he's going. So, it makes me wonder about his integrity. I don't think he's intentionally making decisions that are out of integrity, but I think that there's a little bit of, well, I could work with that guy. Yeah, I know he's kind of a sleazeball, but that's okay. You know, so he's making choices like that. And, you know, frankly, that doesn't resonate with who you are. So the connection to him ultimately is not in your highest good because his level of frequency is not as high as yours.
Yes. It's interesting because he invited me out. I just put out an invitation. Hey, you know, if you want to meet for dinner, meet for dinner. Let's have dinner before the end of the year, you know, before the holidays, you know, whatever. Just, you know, that's what you do with your friends. And he responded yesterday. And I understand things happen. He responded yesterday. But he made the comment that, you know, I'm a man of my word. I'm going to do what I say I'm going to do. And to me, it's like I never questioned your word. It's just an energy, a vibe about him that's almost like it just knocks me off balance.
Defensive. There's some defensive energy there with him saying that. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and I don't understand. I don't understand. It, that seems to be the thing. And I'm at the point now where I'm just not interested in him.
Yeah, there's an energy there where he at some level he understands that you carry a higher vibration than he does, and there's almost this energy of him looking to you as a nurturing, almost Mother Mary figure, and it's subconscious. So so if he's doing anything he's not supposed to be doing, he can't. He has to talk himself into or out of something when it comes to you. So. It is an energetic thing, and this is for you, not only you, but it's for everybody. If you are currently working with somebody or in a relationship with somebody where you know that the relationship isn't working and it hasn't been working for a while, ask yourself where their integrity is, because if their integrity is not at your level, the relationship will not continue. Things are becoming much more glaringly black and white. And friendships that have been going on for many years may go away.
Yeah.
Relationships may dissolve. Work situations may suddenly change after many, many years. It's because those who are elevating their frequencies have to continue the elevation. And everyone else around is given the opportunity to do the same. And if they can't or they won't, we have to go without them.
So it's basically my energy. And the fact that I like to see myself as a person of integrity. It's that energy that is in his way.
It is his and to be more specific, it is his feelings of guilt, knowing that there are some things that he's doing. He's associating with people or working in such a way that his integrity, his frequency is being held back. Or being dragged down, and he's okay with that. So he's embarrassed. It's like, Mom, I know you asked to take out the trash, and I told you I did it, but I lied and I didn't do it. So it's that kind of energy.
So basically, he's working. I think I have an idea of what you're talking about. He's working. Let's say that that there are things that are going on within the company that he has to. Not say anything about. Is it something like that? Okay.
It is, but there's also there's some kind of split happening with that ultimately, but maybe not now.
Okay.
Or later. Anyway, I have to.
And I make him feel guilty. I make him feel guilty about that.
Not that specifically. It's just about, you know, like I said, the example that I use is you asked him to take out the trash. He said he did it, but he didn't really, and now he's feeling guilty. He knows that he's either involved in or has done something that is not at the highest level of integrity. And it's for whatever reason, this could be subconscious for him as well. But it's just because of who you are. It's because of that nurturing energy that you have, and that you also expect everyone to be honest and work in integrity. So let it play out one day at a time. Trust your intuition, and I have to move on. So, okay.
And
I wish you lots of blessings.
Go back and listen to the replay as well, and then take some notes. By the way, if you are calling in today and asking Rebecca a question, I always recommend going back and listening to the replay. It's usually available about 15 or 20 minutes after the show's over, and you can click and fast forward and rewind and do all that fun stuff as much as you want, and you can take notes and then go back and really, really listen to what's going on. Back in the chat room, Ann Iva wants to know about love. And she has a question about Robert.
Okay. All right. Let's see here. Well, okay. So right now the energy with Robert is that it seems like he's kind of not making a decision. Like I get the impression he's not really ready to get serious. I wouldn't go so far as to say he's a player, but he's keeping his options open currently. Not because he doesn't like you, but more because he's just not really sure that he's ready to make a commitment. So he keeps his options open, and that's just the way he is. So it's, again, he likes you, but he's keeping his options open. You know, hang in there and be patient, because my impression is that he's either involved in a career change or he's doing something regarding career and stuff. So he doesn't want to get too serious anyway. But this is also taking a lot of his attention. So, you know, whether or not he's dating anybody else, I'm not getting anything on that, but I am getting that right now he's not in a position where he can make a commitment. So he may be acting a little wishy-washy. It's not because he wants to be wishy-washy. It's because he knows that he's not in a position where he could make a commitment right now. I do get that he cares about you. If you're not committed and if he is maybe dating somebody else a little bit, it's nothing serious. And it's more that it's a distraction to keep him from getting too serious, because he knows that this is not the time in his life where he can do that. He's got other priorities that have to happen first. So, I get that he cares about you, but he's not ready for a commitment right now. That's the takeaway from this.
Okay. And then our next question, also from the chat room, comes from Sandy. And Sandy wants to know about her love life.
Okay. All right. Well, the first thing that comes up is, I get that there's somebody that you care about. My impression is that this is somebody that you kind of had an on-again, off-again thing with. And right now it seems like it's off. I literally see that the person is standing in front of you, but literally the light is turned on and off to show the two of you facing each other, or the light's off and you can't see each other. So right now it's in off mode. Let's see here. I'm getting a G name like Gary. I don't know if that's somebody that you know or if that's this person. Let's see a little bit. I'm also getting that there's a lot of sadness for you. I want to say that this is about you finding the place within you where you feel like you're good enough, because, you know, you have kind of these two different sides of your personality, and I don't mean that you exhibit them. You come across as somebody who is together and is, you know, always on top of things, doing well with your work situation. But then there's also the little girl inside of you who feels very insecure and who's been hurt and doesn't let anybody see that part. And I feel like that little girl inside you who's had sadness and who feels like she's not good enough really needs some time to process her emotions. So what I suggest for that is, you know, give yourself some quiet time. Let yourself cry. If you've had issues with certain people and you can't seem to stop ruminating about them, write them letters. They are not to send. They are for you to release the thoughts and emotions attached to the situation. So you write them a letter, you say anything and everything you want, you get whatever it is that you're thinking about, whatever's been on your chest, off your chest. It will more than likely lead to tears and or anger. If you get angry, hit some pillows or scream into the pillows. And if you're sad, let yourself cry. But let this be a gateway to release these emotions that need to come out. And then when you're done with writing this letter, take the letter. If you have a fireplace, burn it. If you don't have a fireplace, take it outside and tear it up and throw it away. And the energy around this process of tearing it up or burning it is that the energy be changed into light and love for the highest good. Okay? So I'm not a therapist. I have not had any medical courses or psychology. Well, I've had some psychology courses that I'm not credentialed. So this is all just through intuitive, through intuition. But let yourself, you know, really express these emotions, because what will happen is you'll feel more grounded and centered all the time if you allow yourself to express this, okay? And it's interesting. Like I said, I still see this person standing in front of you. I don't think that this has come to completion. So if you want to continue in this relationship, allow yourself to release whatever expectations you had from the past. Allow that cleansing of those emotions that I was just talking about, and then see what happens, okay? You are good enough. You are lovable. You are valuable. You are enough in every aspect of your life, but you have to believe that. And I think that everybody feels that you feel that way about yourself in your work life, but I'm not sure that you're feeling that way in your personal life. Okay. So nurture yourself. You are enough, and things will be good moving forward. I see that there is really an opportunity for you to move forward with this relationship. And again, I'm hearing the name Gary or a G name. Okay. So thank you so much for the question today, Sandy. I wish you all the best. You know, check back in and let us know how you're doing.
There we go. By the way, I totally missed this at the 8:30 mark. If you'd like to schedule a private reading with Rebecca, you can go to her website, iamrebecca.com, and fill out your contact information, and a member of her team will contact you about scheduling your own private reading. You can do it in person, Northern or Southern California, over the telephone or on Skype. And she'll help you just like she does here. When you get your free complimentary question, you can actually, get your own half hour or hour of excitement with Rebecca, and she'll go through as much detail as you want. It's absolutely awesome. Totally worth it as well. So go to iamrebecca.com. Our next caller is Sherry, and Sherry's calling about finance and money. Sherry, welcome to the show. You're on with Rebecca. Go ahead, please.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi. Hi, Sherry. You're welcome. Okay. So let me just say that the first thing is that I know that you're careful with money. I know that you're meticulous. I know that you balance the checkbook to the penny. You have a very, very healthy respect for money and finances. Let's see here. So I do get the stress around your situation right now. So I can't tell if there is an account that you don't want to go into or if it's a situation where maybe there's going to be a property sold, but I get that you kind of have this, you know, feeling like you need more to keep going and you're not sure where to draw it from. I do get the impression that you have the resources. It's just, almost like, well, okay, if I have to pull money out of the retirement, but I don't want to do that because there are other consequences for that. So there is some type of situation that you could tap into to make things more comfortable moving forward. But I get that you don't want to have to do that. And I get that there's a tremendous amount of stress on you about this. Let's see here. Does this have something to do with your father?
My father-in-law.
Or I'm sorry?
We have a lot of resources going out and I'm looking for a job.
Okay. Did you either handle a property or trust or something for an older male figure?
No, we're actually in a settlement agreement.
Okay.
On behalf of an older person.
Okay, because that's part of what's coming into play. So there is, what's that person's first name?
Lloyd.
Okay.
It's just that he's been taken advantage of, so my husband and his brother are stepping in. Yeah.
Yes. You have to, and I will tell you, I don't know if you have a lawsuit right now against somebody who's taken advantage, but I do get that that if you were to do that, ultimately there might be some money returned. I don't know how soon that would be. My impression is that it's a ways out. It would be a while. All right, let's see here. So, you know, part of this is what do you want to do for work? Because, you know, my impression is that there's been a lot of heaviness around all of this. In fact, I want to say take a deep breath because I feel like there's been so much stress around this for so long. It's almost like you're holding your breath all the time, okay? And so when we hold our breath, we are keeping ourselves a little bit out of the flow of life. Our breath is the breath of life. Okay. I know this has been really stressful for you. I absolutely get that. And I absolutely get that, that I feel like there has not been much joy for you lately. But I would like to encourage you to come back to a place of trusting that things will get better. They are going to get better. What do you want to do for work? Because I think part of the energy around this is almost the arduous task of having to get back out there and work. Not that you're opposed to it, but because you look at work as a four-letter word. And what I want to say to you is that you can make your work a joyful thing, that you can choose something that you love to do and get paid for it, and that it will help things lighten up a little bit, that you really do get to do what you want. But you have to believe
that. I interviewed for a job last week, but I haven't heard anything back.
What kind of job is it?
It's still, it's doing the same type of work that I was previously.
Okay, are you working directly with people?
I would be, yes.
Okay. Okay, hang on just a second here. Because you're really good at assessing things, like analysis is great. Like, you're great at risk management. You're great at looking at applications for somebody who needs to qualify for financial aid. You're great at looking at whether or not somebody makes enough money to be able to qualify for a loan. You're really good at this kind of stuff. But I do get the impression that you may be getting undervalued with whatever it is that you're doing. I mean, the example that comes to mind is if you're a bank teller, bank tellers make very little money, even though they know that they're in a high-risk job because banks get robbed. They typically don't make more than minimum wage, or maybe they make just a tiny bit more than minimum wage. So they have all of this responsibility, and they don't get paid appropriately to be valued for what they're putting themselves through every day.
Right.
So my impression is that's what I'm getting energetically about you, is that you're undervalued. Okay. So do some research about what's really fair for you to be paid. As far as this particular job, I don't feel like you're excited about it. I know you'll take it if you get the opportunity, but what I would really like to see is I'd like to see you get excited about something in your life, because right now there isn't any of that. So start doing little things for yourself every day to try to get yourself back into some joy. Even if it's just reading a romance novel, or maybe you like to crochet, or maybe you like to do quilting, or maybe you love going to the movies. Do something that's just for you, that brings joy, okay? Something, because it raises your frequency, it raises your vibration. And the reality is that when you have an elevated frequency and you start to love your life, people are attracted to that. Everybody wants to be around other people who are in love. Whether it's in love with somebody else or in love with your life, other people don't necessarily know what it is. They just know they want to be around you. So it's really important, with as much as it has been on your plate for so long, it's really important to you to find little things that bring you joy. They don't have to cost any money, but start doing things that are nurturing and self-care. I'm not getting anything about whether or not this job is going to come through. So I want you to really focus on taking care of you, because the right thing's going to show up for you.
Okay.
But you'll have more opportunities if you're back into that place of loving your life. So start doing things that bring you joy. The money stuff is going to get better. I guarantee you it's going to get better.
Okay.
But your quality of life can get better right now without whether or not you've got another job.
Yeah, I've been doing meditation and stuff.
Okay,
that's
good.
So, yeah.
Okay.
That's really good, but I still want you to do something that brings you joy. Okay?
Yeah.
That's your homework.
You.
Thanks for the call. All the best to you.
Okay.
Thank you, Sherry. Have a great day, and we want to know next month what you're doing for fun. We've got about 5 minutes left. We're going to take a call from Pat next. Pat's calling about a job or employment. Welcome to the show, Pat.
Thank you very much. Thank you for taking my call. I have a job that's going to be ending in December. I have my feelers out. I'm kind of hoping I will transition before January.
Okay. Well, first of all, I see you getting two or three different opportunities. So whatever the feelers that you're putting out, you're definitely going to get some people who are interested. I actually see that there may be some time off. If you start in January, it's going to be closer to the end of the month. It may be a situation where they say we shut down for the holidays and you don't have to come back in until later. I see you definitely working full-time moving forward, starting in February, definitely. It may be even like the third week of January. But you'll have at least two or three opportunities is what comes up right away. So get really specific about what it is you want. You'll have an opportunity to choose. You're very good at what you're doing. You're very good at it. And just keep telling people they're going to, you know, you're going to get those opportunities showing up.
Well, you know, what I'm doing now is just, you know, keeping money coming in because I'm moving into Reiki and, you know, I need to save and I need, you know, to keep everything balanced as well as far as my finances. So, I'm excited and I just want to know that I'm just going to keep moving forward and keep my eye on where I really want to be.
I mean, like I said, there may be a little bit of a lull in January, but by the end of January, beginning of February, I feel like whatever these other opportunities are, you're in good shape. You get to choose which one you want and how you move forward. So
there's
definitely opportunities showing up. Yeah.
Okay. Thanks, Pat.
Okay. I really
good
appreciate
luck.
It. Thank you so much. Thanks.
Tell us what your million-dollar job is next month, so hang in there.
Okay, it's what I'm looking for.
Thanks, Maria.
All right, bye-bye.
All the best.
Okay, real quick, we've got Katie as our last caller today calling about love. Katie, you're on with Rebecca. Katie, go ahead.
Hi. I have a question about my love life. I wanted to know if you've seen a new man coming into my life.
Okay. I do, and this may be somebody that you've met once or maybe you've seen him before. I do see somebody. He's really happy to see you, to be with you. And this is somebody who he's really kind of the full package. He's everything that you've been looking for. It's kind of like you meet each other and you go, where have you been? I've been looking for you. So he's on his way, and he's close. And I'm hearing probably by March, April. So this is somebody who's really close. And it's possible you've met him once, maybe, like – but it would have been a while ago, and you might not even have noticed him. So it's, but I do see him, and it's like he's coming up the stairs right in front of you. So,
really?
So he's on his way. That's my impression. Yeah. So I'm hearing within the next few months. Yeah, he's close. Definitely. Okay.
Okay. Yes.
Yay.
Oh my.
You're so welcome.
There we go. Thanks, Katie. Have a great day. Happy holidays too. So everybody who called in today, thank you very much for that. And if you'd like to schedule a private reading, again, Rebecca's website is iamrebecca.com. On the show page, we make it easy for you, where it says schedule a private appointment with Rebecca for your own reading here. You click here, and it takes you right to her website. We make it that easy for you. So there's no excuses. I can't figure out how to get a hold of Rebecca. It's right there just for you. And Rebecca, we've got about 30 seconds left. Any closing words of wisdom that you'd like to impart with the listeners today?
Yes, I always love to do that. So the first thing is nurture yourself, stay grounded. If you're feeling chaotic, go back to being grounded. It can be as simple as taking off your shoes and standing barefoot in the grass, but nurture yourself. And then this is a month of gratitude. A lot of people are doing the month of November going to Thanksgiving of gratitude. When you are in gratitude, things are in flow. So if you're having a hard time, think about what you can be grateful for and really bring that energy into your life, that attitude of gratitude. It always serves us for the highest good to be in that space. I wish all of you the very, very best and a wonderful Thanksgiving. And thank you all so much. I'm grateful to every one of you who calls in and tunes in. And I'm especially grateful to Garrett. Thank you so much, Garrett, for having me today.
As I am you. Thank you very much. We'll see you next month. Well, we'll see Rebecca next month on our last week of the show and all of that for the year. So it's going to be very exciting. Tomorrow night, Rated LGBT Radio at 7 o'clock. Friday morning, Friday, dance party starting at 7 a.m. Tune in. Hip to be square. Have a great week and don't drive distracted. You've been listening to Rated G Radio.